I'd like to go ahead and start on the gas side with the Railroad Commission, talk about several natural gas liquids cases that it decided in the last 12 to 18 months. The first is going to be the continuation of the Westlake Pipeline, the Eastman Chemical ongoing litigation. It was either last year or the year before, I can't remember exactly, when Jim Barkley gave a very good presentation on the main case, which is where Eastman Chemical filed a discrimination complaint against Westlake with respect to the natural gas liquids pipeline. And this was somewhat novel in that the commission had really not regulated natural gas liquids up to that point. The commission held back then that it did have jurisdiction over Westlake as a common carrier for transportation of natural gas liquids. One of the things that it did in that proceeding was to sever out the rate making and rate consideration aspect of the complaint for another docket. And that's what I want to talk about here. That rate making docket has gone on for some time. It originally resulted in a proposal for decision from the hearings examiners that the commission should set a cost-based rate rather than a market-based rate on the basis that the relevant market, which it found to be the two endpoints from Mont Belvieu to Longview, was not a competitive market, wouldn't allow for setting a market-based rate because there were too many unique circumstances for that relevant market as defined. The Railroad Commission, however, rejected that PFD and remanded it back to the hearings examiners for consideration of additional evidence on what could constitute a relevant market and in general how to set a market-based rate for that particular transportation.